33. I'll ask Councilman Guzman King to do a blessing.
Say, Yonko, Sugaya Disu, for this new day, spread the life. And we thank you once again for this opportunity to make a difference for our nation, our community members, and for future generations. I ask you to look down upon those who have lost loved ones in recent days, that they would be comforted, and those who are ill and sick in their bodies, that they would receive strength, and give us our elected officials and our staff or organization that run this nation, give them direction, give them strength today, and give them encouragement in their hearts and minds, and that they could continue on doing good things for our people. Just ask all these things.
Oh, thank you. All right, so we just have one change, I believe, and that would be, well, no other changes. The one that I've been asked to is the trust committee resolution, is that we delete that from agenda. They would like to have a little more time with it. So that would be the joint meetings.
It's not just trust, it's all boards, committees, commissions.
Okay. 6B. So we'd like to have that deferred. So that's addressing the joint meetings between other elected entities. And so if we'd like to have that deferred or deleted, that'd be up to you guys. Otherwise, there's no other changes. Easier to delete, yeah.
Make a motion to delete item 6B. Resolution entitled Light of Business Committee and Joint Meetings with Boards, Committees, Commissions.
Second.
And so you'd like to include the adopted agenda with that deletion?
Yep. And a motion to adopt the agenda.
Okay. Motion by Councilman Guzman King, seconded by Councilman Jordan. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, so we have oath of office. Melise Arik. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, Eric.
Eric. Someone. Trish, could you
do the oath?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I, Melissa Eric,
hereby promise
to uphold the laws and regulations of the Oneida Nation,
the General Tribal Council,
and the Tribal Constitution.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability,
and on behalf of the Oneida people.
With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity. And will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality. I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
As a member of the Oneida Nation Arts Board.
And all recommendations shall be made in the best interest of the nation as a whole. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. There you go. My pleasure.
The committee will come down and shake your hand.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Trish, for the last second request. All right, before you, you have the minutes of the November 14th regular business committee meeting. Looking for a motion to approve. If you don't have any deletions or adjustments.
Motion to approve.
Right. Second. All right, motion by Ernie, second by David. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, resolutions. We have the adopt resolution entitled Oneida Nation Wildland Fire Management Plan.
Adopt. Second.
Motion by David, second by Ernie. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Okay. We deleted B. On to C, adopt resolution entitled Relocating Tribal Action Plan Office to under supervision of a direct report to the Oneida Business Committee. And we have an updated memo.
The memo is good statement, exactly, but we do have a statement of effect.
Okay.
I can give a brief.
Go ahead, Daniel.
The resolution is changing the TAP office position from internal services, moving it to governmental services, and we will be leaving it open for the possibility of moving it under a general manager within the next year or so. There will be a request to the organization for up to three positions to be reassigned for the TAP office, as there are currently no individuals in those positions. So the resolution kind of leaves it open for some movement to take place in the future. Motion to adopt a resolution titled Relocating Tribal Action Plan Office to under the supervision of direct report to the Oneida Business Committee.
Second. A motion has been made and seconded to adopt the resolution entitled Relocating Tribal Action Plan Office to under the supervision of a direct report to the Oneida Business Committee. It's been seconded. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Standing committee meetings. Community Development Planning Committee.
Motion to accept.
Motion by David to accept October 4th, 2018 regular Community Development Planning Committee meeting minutes. Second by Ernie. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Finance Committee meeting minutes. Looking for a motion to approve the November 19th regular Finance Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Motion by David. Seconded by Trish. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Legislative Operating Committee meeting. Legislative Operating Committee. Sorry, just mouthful of meeting minutes. Accept the update regarding the progress of the Oneida Personnel Commission. Let's see. Trish? Motion by Trish to accept the update regarding the progress of the Oneida Personnel Commission. Looking for a second. Second by Daniel. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Accepting the November 7th Regular Legislative Operating Committee meeting minutes. Motion by Trish.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Down to travel reports. Councilman Daniel Guzman King, NCAI 7th Annual Convention and Marketplace, Denver, Colorado, October 20th through 27th. You guys ready to accept the travel report?
Motion to approve.
Motion by David, second by Trish. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Travel report, Councilman Daniel Guzman King, EPA Region 5 Travel Operating Committee meeting, Welch, Minnesota, November 13th through the 14th.
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion by David, second by Ernie. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Travel report, myself mentoring our own native students, Lawrence, Kansas, September 19th through the 21st.
So, second.
Okay, motion is made. Motion by Daniel, seconded by David. Discussion? Trish?
Is the second request to create a sub-team to work on a draft proposal for a research center in Oneida? Is that a...
Yeah, I was going to ask if you wanted to include that or if you wanted a separate motion. Okay. In the report, there's a request. Okay. But we can do that separately. Okay, motion is made to approve the report. And seconded. And more discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries. Subsequent motion would be requesting to create a sub-team to work on draft proposal attached for a research center in Oneida. This conference was attended mostly by professors and PhD candidates, and the request is just to form a sub-team of the organization to see if we can have research funnel through Oneida using Oneida information, and the PhD candidates would get the funding themselves. So it'd be at very low to no cost to us, but just having a place to house them, a few days to a week, a year, maybe semi-annually. To come here and gather information, talk to people, and then go out and then submit their requests for studies and research. And so we can drive the research that we would like to have researched. So I think it's a worthwhile endeavor to at least look at it. If you look on page, let's see. Look on page 124. This is just the general. We just got goals and objectives. So this was just a rough draft, so this is something that organization can work off of. We just kind of toyed around the name Oneida Nation Center for Indigenous Innovation. So we could be a clearinghouse for new ideas and thoughts with, I guess, that indigenous mindset and how to use more natural ways, natural remedies. And that could definitely help us in funding. IHS, you know, going towards more of the sweats and traditional healings and getting that officially recognized, which they're looking to do. For us, is just it'll help us get on the same page as 11 tribes or even as Oneida leading that direction. So just to give a little preface to that request, David?
I received a phone call yesterday of an individual that was interested in being on the sub-team.
Okay.
So I'll pass it on to you
later. Okay. All right.
What would be a motion?
Motion would be a request to create a sub-team to work on a draft proposal for a research center in Oneida.
So moved.
Motion by David, seconded by Daniel. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And I'll figure out a way how to send it out to the organization to get, you know, some people involved, probably involve George's area, Jennifer Hill Kelly, education and training. And then anyone on the committee that would be that would like to be involved as well. Did I ask for votes? Okay. All right. Moving on. Travel requests. Had a travel request from myself for the Haskell Fall Board of Regents meeting in Lawrence, Kansas, December 4th through the 8th.
Motion to approve.
Motion as made. Motion by David, seconded by Daniel. Discussion. Just note that this is paid for by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Bureau of Indian Education funds the travel. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion. One abstention. Motion carries. All right. Enter the e-poll results into the record for the approved travel request for Councilman Daniel Guzman King to attend the EPA Region 5 Tribal Operating Committee meeting, Welch, Minnesota, November 13th through the 14th.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Ernie, second by David. Discussion?
Comment.
David. Daniel.
This travel is also paid for by EPA grant.
Okay.
We had definitely a good discussion with the Region 5 Director, Kathy Stepp. It's a good meeting.
Okay. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention. Daniel? Motion carries. All right. General Tribal Council. All right, wait. New business. Approve Michelle Myers, RN, Bachelor of Science in Nursing, to serve on the Wisconsin Council of Immunization Practices on behalf of the United Nations and Comprehensive Health Division. Motion by David, seconded by Ernie. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries. All right, General Tribal Council. Let's see, we have the annual report book and to send to Oneida Printing. Okay. We have a handout here. Let's see.
Tomorrow?
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Trish?
motion to defer this item until after the reports tomorrow.
Okay. Motion by Trish to defer this item, the annual report book, to after the reports tomorrow, 11:29.
Second.
Seconded by David. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. And this would be the same?
This one is the big handle.
Okay. And so we're looking for a deferral until tomorrow after the reports on this item.
No, that one's ready to go.
This is ready to go.
These are all meeting minutes.
Okay, yeah. These are the draft GTC minutes.
So the annual meeting packet is three parts: the minutes, the meeting materials, and the report book. This is the meeting minutes portion of that.
Okay. So you guys okay with that? Looking for a motion to approve the GTC draft minute packet and send to Oneida Printing.
So moved.
Motion by Trish, second by Daniel. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Petitioner Kathy L. Matoxin, Oneida Youth Leadership Institute. We have the statement of effect and the next action is regarding the legal review. So first, we if you guys are okay with the statement of effect, looking for a motion to accept the statement of effect. Joanne? No?
So moved.
Motion by David. Looking for a second.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, we have determine appropriate action regarding the legal review. Joanne?
You've received the legal review via email as a handout for this meeting. It was just completed. I have three requests resulting from this. One motion to accept the legal review. The second, I'm requesting the business committee to take a motion to direct that the materials gathered, the background materials gathered, be placed on the nation's website under the members only page regarding this. Currently, it's about 400 or over 400 pages of materials, minutes of previous meetings, reports, resolutions, etc. And they are finalizing those documents now. Our office is in the process of scanning them, putting the appropriate bookmarks on them, making sure that they're legible so that they can either be printed and sent with the meeting materials or placed on the website. I reviewed every document in the materials as I've received them. They're summarized and incorporated into the legal opinion itself. They are a lot of publicly available documents on the nation's website already. I don't believe there's anything in there that adds to the substantive discussion at a general tribal council meeting, and placing it on the website would save the financial impact of printing, you know, 400 some odd pages of documents, and it could still be accessed on the website. So I would be looking for a motion to place the backup documents on the website on or before the date of the printing deadline, December 12th. That way they have the same amount of time presented to the members as all the remaining materials. The last item is all of the analysis for this have been completed. The statement of effect, the financial statement of effect analysis was submitted at the last BC meeting and accepted. You now have the legal review. I request the business committee place this on the next available BC work meeting to put their recommendation memo together, recognizing that the publication deadline for these materials is the December 12th meeting. So it has to be done before that date.
It would have to be a special work session.
Okay, a special work session.
Okay. Ernie?
So, Joanne, all the scanning, all that work has been completed. It's just a matter of physically uploading to the website and posting it there?
It is mostly completed. We have the vast majority of materials scanned in. I understand that there are still a couple of documents that they're getting over and finalizing on that.
So just to kind of state publicly, as you guys recall, I did not support moving forward with mobilizing our staff to look at this. I thought it was a very frivolous petition. I still think so, and I don't support scheduling a special work session around our already difficult schedules for this frivolous petition. I'm also going to push that we, through our memo, that we do not support moving forward with this going to a GTC meeting, so I just want to state that very publicly. And so I'm asking that we do not schedule a work session. If you guys feel you need to, I'll not support it, but I just want to say for those reasons that I think we've already wasted enough time on this. As Joanne said, this information is available. There's nothing hidden. There's nothing that's going to be exposed with this. It's very public information, and I just thought it was an extreme waste of a lot of our staff's time. So I just want to state that publicly.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you have three sets of actions that you would like to happen. First is to approve.
Accept
the legal opinion.
Yes.
You guys want to handle that first?
So moved.
All right, motion by David and second by Daniel to accept the legal opinion. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, the second.
I would request a motion that the backup materials be placed on the nation's members-only website regarding this petition rather than mailed out to the members.
Okay.
So moved.
All right, motion is made and seconded. You guys understand the motion is to have the material available on the members' website only. Made by Ernie, second by Daniel. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, and the last action.
In light of Ernie's comments and the fact that it does have to be a special meeting, I would request a motion that the Secretary's office arrange for the Business Committee recommendation cover memo to be developed. That would essentially result in polling each of the Business Committee members about, after having read the materials, what they would like to say to the General Tribal Council. And at that point, we'll get that all gathered together and presented for the December 12th meeting so that it can be approved in the materials.
Okay. There's two options there I'm hearing is first the first option presented was to call a special work meeting specifically for this to be able to develop the information that the BC wants to submit. And the latter part is more so as a draft position, and then we'll poll that position. I'd rather have a work meeting just to kind of flesh out the ideas out there, so how to get them all out there. We may have to just have a consensus on this one, and so I think it'd be nice to have a conversation about how we do that. You know, it'd be one of the first times, it had happened before, when it did happen, we just didn't do it. And so I think that's kind of what we need to address, how that happens when we talk to GTC about that. So I'd rather have the first recommendation originally recommended by Chief Counsel would be a motion to defer this.
Direct the Secretary's office to schedule a special work session to formulate the Business Committee's recommendation.
Yes. All right, motion by Daniel. Looking for a second.
Support.
Second by Trish. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
One opposition, Ernie. Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joanne. And that concludes the open session portion, and now we'll move on to the executive session portion of the agenda. So bear with me a little bit. I got to find the notes, and my mouse pad isn't working, so I got to use this little in the middle. Oh, thank you.
Hey, no problem.
I saw the light and it was on for a reason. All right, so this is under BC Confidential, right?
Yes.
Executive notes.
All the way to the bottom.
Okay, our first item on order of business is the chief counsel report. And so, looking for a motion to accept the chief counsel report dated November 27th, 2018.
So moved.
Motion by Trish, second by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries. Looking, second motion here is to approve the proposed amendment to the service agreement between Oneida Nation and the Village of Ashwaubenon for a one-year extension and payment.
So moved.
Motion by David. Looking for a second.
Support.
Second by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. We have environmental, health, safety, and land, fourth quarter report.
Item two.
Oh. Division of Public Works, fourth quarter executive report. Sorry.
So moved.
Yep. All right. Motion by David and second by Daniel to accept the Division of Public Works FY 2018 fourth quarter executive report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Next item, to accept the Environmental Health, Safety, and Land Division FY 2018 fourth quarter report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Daniel, second by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions.
Same.
One abstention. David. Motion carries. All right. Follow-up motion would be to request the OBC officers to work with the Environmental Health Safety Land Division Director regarding the recommended correspondence. And I'd like to give a date. December 18th work session?
That's the next work session.
Or that's, is that our?
Or is it 17th?
The 18th is the work session.
Yeah.
We have a officers. Is it the officers or the work session?
I wasn't sure. It was highlighted, but there wasn't anything about it, so.
It could either be the special work session we have for the other one, which is going to be kind of full of discussion, special work session, or the December 18th work meeting. Push it off by Ernie.
In hopes that the special work session is going to be a quick one. I'll just make the motion to put the word to that. What's the date for that one? We just didn't schedule that.
Secretary's office is going to schedule that.
Before the 12th, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just say the word to the special work session, BC work session.
Okay, so
send the recommended correspondence to the special work session.
So the motion would be request the OBC officers to work with the Environmental Health Safety Land Division Director regarding the recommended correspondence to the through the special work meeting.
December
work meeting. Okay. Send the request to the Secretary's office to schedule the special work meeting. Okay.
To include the
special work meeting.
Come on.
All right. Yeah, just motion is by Trish, seconded by Ernie. Okay. All right. Seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Dane.
One abstention. David? Motion carries. We're in executive session number 4. Cruising. So we have another subsequent motion to direct the Environmental Health Safety and Land Division Director to provide an update on the 1940 West Mason Street. Okay. The actions, yeah. So, yeah, motion would be to direct the Environmental Health, Safety, and Land Division Director to provide an update on the 1940 West Mason Street property. Do we want to identify the parties?
Within 2 weeks. I don't know what.
To the identified parties, so we'll have to look in the notes. He'll have to look in the notes. We'll send him the notes. Okay. By when?
Within 2 weeks.
Within 2 weeks? Okay. By the next BC meeting?
For the next executive session.
For next executive session, okay. Okay. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Okay. Motion by Trish to direct the Environmental Health Safety and Land Division Director to provide an update on the 1940 West Mason Street property to the identified parties by the next executive session.
For the next
executive session. I'll give that a date. December 11th, executive session. Okay, you looking for a second? Seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Dane.
One abstention. David? Motion carries. All right. Let's see. Intergovernmental Affairs, Communications, and Self-Governance Report. I'm looking for a motion to defer the Intergovernmental Affairs, Communication, and Self-Governance November 2018 report to the December 12th regular business committee meeting.
So moved.
Motion by David, seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. You let me know when you're ready. Accept the Gaming General Manager November 2018 report.
So move. Second.
Motion by Ernie, second by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Looking for a motion to accept the Bay Bank Corporation Inc. 2018 fourth quarter executive report.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Trish, second by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Good.
All right, the next item, number 7. Looking to accept the Oneida ESC Group LLC fiscal year 2018 fourth quarter executive report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Trish, seconded by David. No discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number 8. The Seven Gens Corporation Executive Report suggests a motion to accept the Oneida Seven Gens Corporation Fiscal Year 2018 Fourth Quarter Executive Report and request the BC Liaison to contact Bay Bank.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Seconded by Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. And also, a suggested action is to direct the treasurer to research the identified lease information and forward the information to the Oneida Seven Generations agent by 2 weeks.
Yeah, I should have it. I won't have it until after that BC meeting.
So for the next BC meeting? Okay. So suggested motions to direct the treasurer to research the identified lease information and forward the information to Oneida Seven Generations agent by the next BC meeting.
No.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item, 9, to accept the Airport Hotel Corporation Fiscal Year 18 Fourth Quarter Executive Report. Motion by Trish.
Second.
Second by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 10. The suggested motion is to accept the Oneida Golf Enterprise Corporation Fiscal Year 2018 Fourth Quarter Executive Report.
So moved.
Motion by David, seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Under B, standing items, number 1, the Oneida Golf Enterprise Corporation Ladies Professional Golf Association. The suggested action is to accept the Thornberry Creek LPGA Classic November 2018 report. Discussion notes. Motion by Ernie, is there a second?
Daniel.
Or motion by Daniel.
Second.
Second by Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item, C, Audit Committee. Suggested action was to accept the Audit Committee Fiscal Year 2018 Fourth Quarter Report. Motion by Trish, seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item D, Unfinished Business, number 1, file number ED18-028. Determine next steps. The suggested action is to accept the information provided regarding file ED18-028.
So moved.
Motion by Brandon, seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 2, file number ED18-029. Suggested motion is to accept the update regarding file number ED18-029.
So moved.
Motion by Ernie, is there a second? Seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion.
Abstention.
One abstention, Brandon. Motion carries. A subsequent motion to request the Oneida Business Committee officers to complete the requested follow-up with the Intergovernmental Affairs Director.
Second.
By Daniel. Seconded by Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, E, new business. Approve 49 new enrollments. Suggested action is to approve the 49 new enrollments.
So move.
Motion by Daniels. There's seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, David. Motion carries. The next item is number two, to approve draft memorandum regarding Tribal Action Plan Office. I think the updated memo is a handout. And the suggested action is to approve draft memorandum regarding Tribal Action Plan Office. Joanne.
If the draft memorandum is approved, I would also suggest that there's a motion to move it from executive to open session. Don't believe that's an executive session. Ultimately, in the end, the actions being taken should be made public.
Yeah. It's actually a follow-up to the resolution we just adopted.
Okay. So, motion to approve the draft and then move it to open session. Motion by Trish, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose, abstentions, motion carries. Joanne?
I wanted to make sure I got you before the motion to adjourn was acted upon. I would request the business committee to consider going back into executive session at 10 o'clock. There was a matter that came up yesterday late in regards to OESC group, and we would like to have the opportunity to present a resolution for their action.
So we'll just recess till 10?
Recess until 10, if you would, please. It should give Mr. House an opportunity to get here.
Looking for a motion to recess until 10?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Brandon. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We are recessed till 10. All right, it's 9:57. Call us back to order from our recess. We have one item under executive session, so we'll have to go back into executive session.
No, I think we can just address, just as a motion on executive session report. So we'd go back to
action 7A7. The Oneida ESC Group LLC fourth quarter report. 12A7. 12A7, the fourth quarter report. There is a resolution that needs to be moved to open session.
Second.
Motion by Trish, seconded by Ernie, to move resolution entitled Reaffirmation of Independence of Oneida ESC Group LLC to open session. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. A follow-up motion then to adopt resolution entitled Reaffirmation of the Independence of Oneida ESC Group LLC. Second. Motion by Trish, seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
All motion right. To adjourn, 9:58.
Move.
Motion by David, seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.